Penn Voices Festival 2013 with the theme Bravery, open with Salman Rushdie being heckled by an audience member whom Rushdie got to tell was just like all the bullies throughout history, trying to drown out everybody else. To a riveting audience with Uruguayan exiled writer and journalist Eduardo Galeano, who began as a journalist in Uruguay but had to flee in 1973 after a military coup to Argentina, who then had to leave that country as his name appeared on the death squad list during that country's military coup. He returned to Montevideo in 1985, and the country has recently voted in a left-wing government. Here he's introduced by Jessica Haydorn, playwriter and poet.
He's a poet, a visionary storyteller, a detective of history, a courageous journalist, a passionate soccer fan, and an equally passionate and compassionate chronicler of the forgotten, the silenced, the scorned, and the oppressed. His brilliant genre-bending body of work includes the three-volume Memory of Fire, The Book of Embraces, Open Veins of Latin America, Soccer in Sun and Shadow, Days and Nights of Love and War, and Mirrors. Please welcome Eduardo Galeano. You say, I learned the art of storytelling by listening to liars who, by lying, told the truth. Can you tell us a little bit about the liars?
Perhaps art is a lie, which tells the truth. And it's a sort of agreement between the reader and the author, or a person, a woman, a man, watching a portrait or a piece of painting or sculpture or any masterwork of art. And there is a sort of agreement. That you will believe what I say, even if I'm lying, because I lie, useful to tell the truth, and the truth is hidden, and art is the magic prodigy that makes possible these facts. Apparently impossible, but it's true. Art is a lie telling the truth.
You've described yourself as a writer obsessed with memory in the sense of recovering the lost lives, the human rainbow.
Yes, I try to help recovering the colors, the brightness of the human rainbow, which is much more beautiful than the other one, the rainbow in the sky. But it has been mutilated by years and centuries, millenniums of racism, militarism, machismo also, and so many other forms of mutilating human reality. We are much more than what we are told we are. much more. And I try to recover the lost memory of especially women or black people, Indians, or, you know, so many, many, many people who deserve to be present, coming from the past, but present, and is unknown in present times. For instance, Robert Carter. Who knows Robert Carter here?
Robert Carter?
Yes, yes. He was a founding father of this country, and he was condemned to eternal oblivion because he was the only founding father who freed his slaves. The other ones had the slaves and continue having slaves. He was the only one who freed his slaves, and so he was in life condemned to loneliness and later condemned to be forgotten.
Did you want to talk about the word terrorism or shock?
Yes. This was another subject we thought could be interesting. In this country and in other countries, not only here. No. Yes, a couple of texts. It's called Celebration, One Terrorist Fewer. In the year 2008, the government of the United States decided to erase Nelson Mandela's name from its list of dangerous terrorists. The most revered African in the world had featured on that sinister roll for 60 years. So it seems that it's not very serious, this war against terrorism, if it's a war against people like Nelson Mandela. So I was in the same book.
The complete hour of this exchange can be found on the WBAI website. For WBAI's Evening News, I'm Rebecca Miles reporting.